This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It feels like spring, doesn't it? It feels like spring. It's acting like spring. At our home near the banks of the Ahalote, spring. Spring is always a mixed bag of weather, you know, cold mornings, warm mornings, cold days, warm days, but long days. We get rain, we get snow, or we get none of the above. We get drought. Our wood stove in spring, it's just sort of cranking up in the mornings. Otherwise, let it die down. Our spring wardrobe is very fashionable. The layered look that is slowly peeled off as the longer day progresses. By afternoon, you may be down to one layer, and when you go to the chicken coop for not one egg, not two eggs, but maybe six, seven, or eight eggs, because chickens are loving the longer days of spring. I hear rumors of good wildflower displays, especially to our west, to the Sonoran Desert. And I daydream of brittlebush and desert chicory, and Celia farinosa, raffinesca, and neomexicana. And soon, the giant legumes of that Sonoran Desert will be blooming, the ironwoods, the palo verdes, the mesquites. I like that, the giant legumes. Sounds like a band name. Anyway, the aforementioned trees, the ironwoods, the palo verdes, the mesquites, are in the pea family, Fabaceae, used to be the leguminosae, still the pea family. And I knew that that would be of interest to you. Okay. But listen, Ms. Mesquite and I hope to get some Sonoran Desert fixes in. And, you know, there's some wonderful spring blooms near us. We love the plains and the rocky foothills of the Pinaleno Mountains, which aren't far from our home. Listen, here at our home, how could I forget this? Here at our home, we have Doc getting ready to flower. What a show. No, it is. It is. Rumex hymenosepalus. You know, these large, wavy green leaves, basal green leaves, emerge from woody roots in sandy soil along the banks of the Ahalote. They do that in late winter and early spring. Rumex hymenosepalus, sorrel, dock, canigre, or wild rhubarb. The flower stalk is actually edible. The roots are a source of tannin, and some people try to eat them, but I think it's more for the source of tannin. This would be a very cool, if you're into medicinal plants, this is a cool plant for your ethnobotanical garden. Let me see. Do I always talk about Rumex hymenosepalus every spring? I think I do. It's the first thing to emerge from the sandy banks of the Ahalote. What else do I know? This Rumex Doc Sorrel Canigre is in the buckwheat family, Polygonaceae. Linnaeus gave it the genus name, Rumex, which is Latin for sorrel. The American botanist John Torrey of the 1800s gave it the species name, hymenosepalus, Latin for membranous sepals, which just means they're translucent sepals. And the sepals on the flower stalk that shoot out of those wonderful, that swirly, earthy swirl of large, wavy green leaves, the sepals and the tepals turn red, a bright red stalk above wavy green basal leaves. Hello, spring. In the borderlands, look for canigre, dock sorrel, or Rumex hymenosepalus, sandy soils from 1,000 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation. A wonderful part of spring in these borderlands. And they're beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.